midiraisa such a svara. But maybe the svara, zona in itself becomes possible. But they say that it's really tameh, that can be tameh something else to make a sheni rishlishi loy, that far it doesn't go. Or dilmaloshna, maybe yes. Once the Torah is mechadish now, that even though it didn't come in contact with water, just the chibas hakadish alone is enough to be machshirit, maybe it's machshirit lekabel completely, complete tumah. It can become a sheni rishlishi also. So that's peikum. That's what shlokish is svara, that buys a peikum. There we don't have an answer for. Yes, Satsang Gemara buys a suffix. The four times brings down, that's the story we had, the Chiddushia, that this Maya base Metzvachaya, the water that was in the base Hashrita there, by the Kochim, there was by the base of Midish, it was not Machshir. So one story the Gemara says in Pesachim is, because the Mayim is only Machshir, if the water is Mechubal Karka. But the water that's Tolushim, Rashi is more twice as Mishum, every Tolushim. So with Tolushim, Le Mechashim, Le Raisa. Once the water, like, is detached from the ground, that water is not machsher midiraisa. So, Kolpon, we can't say it's talking about the mashkebet, but the base mitzvachaya. So, if we said, but still there's no proof from that. From that alone, we could have said a song about the water that was on the parah from before the shechita, when they went in through the nor. And they were happy, they wanted to wash off the animal. So, they wanted the water to be on the animal, that's called the wanicha with the water. So, such water is what was machsherit. Therefore, the proof is from the end that it says via Bosa will the rabbis eat some levoina. So Toyotaki has to cash. How do we know the dasha for the word via Bosa that even be marb eat some levoina? Maybe it's only coming to be marb Bosa. So, and what? To Mahani le chibas akodesh le boy Hashem, that's the chiddush. That the chibas akodesh makes it, there's some even though without a real hashem of water. There's lies by Kasha. So the next story is the Asosko by the Mashkabes Mitzvachaya. Why is it all Tor? Let's say like they said like Dam or like Mayim. Why don't we say what Chibas HaKadosh is Meshavar into a Mashka? That it should be Mashla Kabotumba. Well, so he says this Svaro of Chibas HaKadosh is only something Daimu went off the Pasuk Nibi Abosa. So it has to be a solid, something like Bosa. Like Eitzam Levoina, but not a Mashka. Mashka not included in Chibas HaKadosh. Alright, we'll stop here. Let's see. You're holding up Lamed Zayin. Here's a Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph by the Mishnah. Yeah, Shurichet Esa Musakenis. Somebody goes to make a Shechita on an animal that's a Musakenis. Means it's about to die. It's a sick animal. It's almost about to die. So if you shecht it before it dies, it's a kosher shechita. But you have to be afraid, maybe it died in the middle of the shechita. So therefore, Shimon Gamliel Omer, at sheteparches biyad of regel. It's only kosher if after the shechita, after you cut through the simonim, it still shakes and moves back and forth, it's yad of regel. Its feet and all the feet move back and forth. That's called pirches. So that's normal. It like jerks back and forth. So if the feet move and hands move back and forth, that's a proof that it had a lot of chiyus in it. So therefore we say it did not die before the shechita, but for sure it only died through the shechita. Reb Lezer Weimer, daya im zinka. You don't have to have so much that you move back and forth, it's yad v'regel, but it's enough im zinka. So zinka means like it throws out a lot of blood. It's like spurts out blood. Rashi says, kedera shebeima mefeches begroinam, it starts to groan with its throat, so you have dam the kaleich or mezana the koyach, and the blood comes shooting out. So b'shar shechita, they saw the blood like come shooting out. That's also proof to say that the animal was alive b'shar the shechita, and the shechita is what killed it. Now Amar Rav Shimon says, ha'shechet b'layla, if somebody shechts at night, so you can't check at night whether there was a pirchus, whether the yad v'regel moved or not. So the Eitzer is Lamach, and the next day, Hishkim, wakes up, Omotza Ksolim Malayim Dam, and he finds the walls. Rashi says Ksolim here means the base Hashchita. Rashi means base Hashchita Satzavar. He finds the meat of the neck full of blood, Malayim Dam. So Ksheira, you have right to say for sure the animal died through the Shechita and not before the Shechita. Why? Because Shezinka, that's the proof that for sure B'Shah Shechita, the dam was flushing out like running out. And Kemidis Reb Lezer, as if to say, he passed like Reb Lezer.
that you don't have to have Pirchus Yad Beregel. It's enough just that the dam came out, spurted out a Zimka. That's a middle Shita. Shimgal Mil says both have to move the Yad and Beregel. Chum say no, middle Shita, that the Shita is only cautious after the Shita, it was Pirchus. Either the Yad, the front legs or the back legs. Oy biyade beregel. Or else, achet the kashchesh biznova. Or else that it moved its tail. If after the shchit it moved its tail, that's also proof to say the animal was healthy like, and that, not healthy, but the animal was alive, b'sha shchita. Now, echot behe medaka, whether it's a small animal, a sheep, a lamb, v'yechot behe megas, or a big one, a cow, it has the same halachas. That if it's a mesukenis, it's only kosher if one of these things happen. Achet eprachas oibu regel oibu yad, or else going to chomim achet kashres biznova moves its tail. Now behema daka, small animal shepoch the yoda. If after shchita it just stretched out its hand, v'loy hechziru, did not bring it back, psula. That means nothing, even according to chachamim. Shein nirelo hoytzoyes nefesh pavad. If that's the normal thing for behema daka to do, when like a dies. It stretches out its front leg. So therefore, that's not a simut to say it was alive b'shas shchita. Now, yeah, by behemah daka, it has to stretch it out and bring it back. Also, it has to be machzorit. Now, the Mishnah said, when of these shirim said, only shoyis of the cheskes musakenis. If b'shas she made right before the shchita, it was a sick animal about to die. But if the animal was a nice, healthy animal, then afilu ein boach and call it simon malolu ksheira. Even if after the shchita doesn't move at all, nothing happens. Havad v'sekosh v'shchita. Normally, a healthy behemah, we say it died through the shchita, not before the shchita. The Mishnah is only talking about cases where it was a mesukenis; it was dying before. Now the Gemara says. Misukenis, if the animal was very sick and about to die anyway, mimai disharia. Who says it's mutatit? Rashi says a filu pirchus. Maybe since it's a misukenis, let's consider it like in the veil, like a treifa. Maybe shchit would not be matarit. How do you know to say shchit was matarit? Someone says, oh, mimai tezikadat in the Assyria. What's your question? Why in the world do you think it should be also? Well, the crew of the animal is alive, and you make a shchit, and now the shchit killed it. So pshita should be mutabachila. Tzemor says no. The havamina is techsir, because the pasuk says zois ha'chai yeshatechlo. This is a chai alive, an animal that you'll eat. So idashin chai ochol v'shein achayil loy tochol. Only the animal was alive, mean healthy before the shchita, then you'll have to eat from it. But if it's not a chai, not a healthy animal, you can't eat from it. And for a musakenis, if you have this animal that's dying away, a sick animal. Ain't a chayah, maybe it's not called a chayah. So have to have me that therefore immerse the question, how do you know this said that a mesukenis is kosher through a shrita? Maybe if it's a mesukenis when it was alive, it's not called a chayah. Yeah. The rest is like, love chayah, he, feel mefachechas. Or menolim, the shayah, even if it moves after the shrita, it's not called a chayah. So how do we know to say a shrita is not to it? So the rest is like this. The answer is, midi yomer rachmona, since the Torah says, Nevela loy toichal inalarina nevela. Rashi says ustam nevela musukenes heavy koydimisosa. A nevela means an animal that died without shchita. So usually before an animal dies, it's a musukenes. It's about to die beforehand. And the Stibbur Torah says a nevela when it actually died, then you can eat it. Mechlal it's mashmo that before the nevela died, mechlal the musukenes shariya. Mashmal, before it died, when it was still alive, even though it was sick, you lot eat it. Rashi says, Mechlal, the koi de misa, kevi, Mr. Kenneth Shariah, still you lot eat it. Yeah. Samar says, these, like about that, if you're going to think, Mr. Kenneth Asiro, that even though the animal's alive, but since it's about to die, you can't eat it from it anymore, Shkita doesn't help. It was so harsh to Mechayim Asiro. Madach, when this novel is still alive, you can't eat from it, Shkita doesn't help anymore. It's aliyach amisimi boys, as the postak have to say, nevela loitoichem is after it's dead, he can eat it, the chorb shita he can eat it. If you're going to tell me, Mr. Kenneth, you can eat, it's a chorb shita. So Mara says, no, maybe there's no proof. Fidilma may be, hainu nevela, hainu Mr. Kenneth. Maybe when the pasuk says "nevela lo toicha," doesn't only mean after it's dead, but maybe even if it's alive. Maybe Misakenis is called the nevela already. The Torah means to say, as soon as it's about to die, already it has a din nevela. That even if you make a shechita, it won't help you. So Rashi says, "Dum liyolam haynu nevela haynu sakenis kolema liyolam kidikama the nevela haynu behema shenisakna v'nesa koydimisa." Maybe the Torah calls a nevela, it means a dying animal, even when it's alive. So if so, see, I have no proof. Maybe that's what the pasuk means. Nevela le'toichol means a meskhen she can eat. So Gemara says, lo yisakadayt, don't think like that. Just think, because the pasuk says, v'chi yomus min abheima shilachem liyochla. Is hanageya b'nevelosoi, and then you become tamei. Because that's clearly, after the animal dies, then it first has tumas nevela. That's mashma, li'acha misu dekai rachmona nevela. Only after the animal is really dead, then the Torah calls it a nevela. Then it has its tumas nevela, and who would that should have the lav of nevela le'teichel. But mechayim, I tell you, le'yikri nevela. Maybe calls them on the animals alive, it's not called a nevela. So that's the right that Mr. Kenneth says, muta bachila. Smurah says, no. V'duma meib li'olam emelech, really, I tell you, hainu nevela, hainu Mr. Kenneth. That as soon as the animal comes to Mr. Kenneth, it's about to die, even when it's alive still, maybe it's called a nevela sosatit. So it's like this, mechayim v'yesei. When the animal is still alive, there's an iser esei not teach from it. But even to make a shkita now, there's an iser esei not to make a shkita from it. But v'yacha misa, once the animal really dies, then belav, then it's over belav. But again, you have no proof of this, so maybe still, that when it's musakenis, there's an iser esei, so maybe it's taka osatit, how do we know taka smutatit? Smor says, "Ela rad like this, midyama rachmona." Since the Torah says, "Treifa loy toichal," that a treifa nalarit. A treifa, Rashi says, means nikav krum shamayach. If there's a hole through the membrane of the brains, or nechta choragle michaserasi, or else it says the foot was chopped off. 18 learn the next parak about this. Yudches treifas there are. Suppose there's a treif, an animal that's a treif you can't eat. So it's a raya mechlad the mesakena sharia. Mashma though, that even though it's sick and about to die, so what? As long as it's not a treif, as long as nothing is missing in the body, it's only sick, you'll not eat from it. It's only a treif that's missing something, it has a hole there, you can't eat from it. Samara says, why? Because these sagot are different to tell me to think that mesakena safira, when an animal is about to die, it's also to make a shechita already. It's a hashta misukenis. Madach, an animal that's just sick. Deloy mechasra, it's not missing anything. All its organs are shalom, a whole complete. It's not a treifa. Still, asiro, the Torah says he can't make a shechita anymore. A shechita won't be matarit. Is so treifa, that's missing something, or else it has a hole there already. Is me boy? Isn't it for sure like a treifa should be worse than a misukenis? So what do I need a special pasuk for treifa letaychol? If you tell me misukenis you can't eat, Shriti can eat a treifa. Smur says, no, again, Viduma maybe, Hainu treifa, Hainu musakenis. Enechanami, maybe musakenis has the same aloha like a treifa. Kedaka can't eat a musakenis and he can eat a treifa. If so, what does the pasuk have to say, treifa le teichel again, for labor olav, the yes they will also say. Just a masa musakenis is only nisarase, but not as a treifa, there'll be a lav also. So maybe again, maybe there's both things, it's also tida musakenis. And it's also to the treifa. If you have no proof to say, Mesakenis is muta. Samara says, Mkain, if so, that would be true. That even the Mesakenis is also Osatit. If so, Nevela, the Kosar Rachmona Lomali. What do I have to have the Pasuk to say, or Nevela Lotechal? What do I need the Pasuk for by Nevela? Rashi says, Mkain, Nevela. Diuk Meliel. Dimi Shum Labarola Belav Nam Yitzvach. Before we said, the reason why we need a Nevela is, because Mechaim it's only Nisarasei. The lab of Nevela Teichel, that's by Efer, that's Liachar or Misa. Yes, so the question is, what do we need this lab for? Lomeli. Oma Mechaim. Koyelo Belav. Madak when the animal's alive. Rashid Hashtim Mechaim. Kashim is a kennis. Kayi Rachmon a treifa. The Torah calls it a treifa. And there's a lab and an essay on it. Like if you want to tell me now when the animal is still alive and it's about to die, it's called a treifa. So there's both a lav and an esa not hit it. If so, a nevela pshita, like a man may chay when the animal is still alive. Koyele belavi esay, so layacha misim iboi. After the animal is dead, it's a nevela. For sure, you have also the lav and the esay. So what do I need a pasuk for of nevela leitaychal? Samara says no. The doma may be haino nevela, haino treifa, haino musakenes, haino chanami. All three are kamat the same thing. They're all three the same isurim. When the animal is alive and it's a musakenes, and it's a treifa, it's hazashem nevela treifa musakenes. For lav or olav, bishnei lav and v'yesei, haino chanami. Now, kamina is there are two lavs. There's a lav of a treifa. There's a lav of a nevela. There's nisra seos also musakenes. Maybe take all three of them even apply mechayim. Rashi says, "Fiduma haynu nevela haynu treif haynu muskenes kolema." Afilo b'nevela shemaisal yachash nitrifa. Maybe the nevela died after it had a treif on it. V'nista kenes, and it was a muskenes first. Still, you could say the pasuk talking like that. Afilo was the itzvah lemekem alo liyachah misa b'shnei lavin. Lavin nevela lav the treif of yesterday the chay echol. So cases like this true. Close them on the animals alive. At most, will have a lav of a treifa, and a nisra say of a chaya, you don't need a chaya, and not a misakenis. So, what's the chiddush of a nevela? The chiddush of a nevela is that once the animal is really dead, there's another lav upon it. There's a lav of a nevela. So, again, when it's dead already, it could be there are two lav and one essay. But again, it could be even the animal's alive, and it's a misakenis. It's dying away, but calls them and it's alive. Could be also there's an isra say, not teach from it. So you get me at the first question, how do we know the same Sakenis is Muta Bachila? So Mura says, Enechnami Elam Yoch, learn from this Pasik. A Pasik in Vayikud, it says, V'chelev Nevela, V'chelev Trefa, Yeyosa Lechom Malachom, V'yochol Eistachlu. It says, the fat, V'chelev, the Trefadika fat of a Nevela, of an animal that's a Nevela, the same thing, V'chelev, the Trefadika fats of a Trefa. It says the chiddush here, yos lachom lochem means it's mutzah b'hano. You can do whatever you want with it. But v'yochol lo yisachlu. But about the eating, you're not allowed to eat from it. Now, v'yomama, we learned Rashi in the Gemara and Zvachim about this, that l'may hirchus amru atayro. What's the chiddush of the pasuk here? Rashi kolayma. Hay v'yochol lo yisachlu lo yitz lo yitzorech. What does the pasuk say? Don't eat it. Pshita. So, see, another pasuk says already, kol chile v'chol dam lo yitzachlu. There's another lav ready. You can't eat a chelev. We know that. You can't eat chelev of an animal. A chelev of a behemoth is treif. You can't eat it. So what do we need the pasuk here to tell me the chelev you can't eat? The Rashi says, "Umishum dinis nabla nitrofor." I would think there's no use to chelev. What do we need the pasuk for? Pshita. Yes. So Marin says, "Lamahir v'sa amra teretz like this that yovi is a nevela ve'yichol is a chelev." That's the chiddush. And Yovi is a treifa v'yichal is a chelev. That even though when the animal's alive, there's an isa chelev already. Not eat that fat, even if you make a kosher shechita then, you can't eat the fats. So now when the animal dies or becomes a treifa, the lav of treifa is chal on that chelev. And we'd say like isa is chal alisa. Even though usually the klal is ain isa chal alisa, over here we'll say yes, the isa is chal alisa. That's the chiddush over here. Yeah. The rest of it, like the loy tema don't say the klal should be a nisa chal lisa. Rather, over here we say yes, the nisa is chal lisa. What's the slur? Yeah, that's the pasuk. Now, the yisagadaitik gemara says, if you can tell me a thing, yisagadaitik.